From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A presidential spokesman is out the door. The White House presidential spokesman Sean Spicer has resigned, apparently after a disagreement with the president over his morning appointment of Anthony Scaramucci as his new communications director. Mr. Spicer's longevity with the administration has been the subject of rumor ever since the early moments of the Trump administration last January. Many of his duties have been taken over recently by Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Also, according to news reports late last night, President Trump's aides are reportedly scrutinizing Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigative team, exploring potential conflicts of interests among team members as aides explore ways to discredit his Russia inquiry. The Washington Post reported that the president has asked his advisors about his power to pardon aides, family members, and even himself in connection with the probe. A Palestinian was shot and killed Friday in East Jerusalem after neighborhood clashes broke out in the area. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Palestinians clashed with Israeli police near the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem's Old City. Palestinian leaders called for a day of rage to protest Israel's installation of metal detectors at the holy place after three Arab gunmen killed two Israeli policemen at the site a week ago. Fearing riots, Israel banned Muslims under the age of 50 from attending Friday prayers at the mosque. Worshippers who were turned away from the holy place were outraged. This is crazy, and it violates freedom of worship, said an Arab citizen of Israel, adding that the metal detectors are humiliating to Muslims. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
This is VOA News. A South Korea spokesman today called on North Korea to quickly accept its offer to hold military talks.
Talks between the North and South are urgently needed for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and to ease military tensions between the North and the South.
The U.S. Director of the Central Intelligence Agency, Michael Pompeo, spoke yesterday in Aspen, Colorado, about the North Korean nuclear program and how it might best be handled.
It would be a great thing to denuclearize the peninsula, to get those weapons off of that, but the thing that is most dangerous about it is the character who holds the control over them today. So from the administration's perspective, the most important thing we can do is separate those two, right? Separate capacity and someone who might well have intent and break those two apart.
Pyongyang has yet to officially respond to Seoul's offer for those military conversations. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson held meetings in Washington today with his counterpart from Oman to discuss, among other issues, the diplomatic standoff between four Arab nations in Qatar. Last week, Secretary Tillerson was in Qatar, where he signed a memorandum in which the U.S. and Qatar agreed to address many of the terrorism-related concerns that Qatar's Arab neighbors have expressed. He talked about the progress the country has been making.
Well, I think as a follow-on to our trip over there last week, there has been some, I think, positive movement. The Qataris have continued to move forward on the MOU that the U.S. and Qatar entered into to address many of the terrorism, terror financing, counterterrorism concerns that people have, and they have been very aggressive in implementing that agreement. So I think we're satisfied with the effort they're putting forth.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said Thursday he plans to discuss with Chinese officials the situation of the widow of dissident Liu Xiaobo. Margaret Bashir has more.
High Commissioner Zayd Raad Al Hussein said he plans to meet with Chinese officials soon to discuss Liu's widow, Liu Xia.
We're now focused on his wife and trying to ensure that she has freedom of movement, and that if she wants to leave China, she should be able to leave China.
Nobel Peace Prize laureate Liu Xiaobo was China's best-known human rights prisoner. He spent his last 8 years in jail for his campaign for democratic political reforms and died age 61 at a hospital on July 13th. He had been moved there from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. His wife, Liu Xia, is a photographer, painter, and poet. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The Nobel Committee's choice of Liu angered Beijing, which severed ties with Oslo. The two nations announced in December they were normalizing relations. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.